Now, 706 and 707, Commissioner Novick has asked that those be returned back to his office unless there's objection. That's what we will do, and then we'll take up 708.
708, amend contract with TriMet related to the operations and maintenance of the Portland streetcar system and increase funding to $4,231,721.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, this is a critically urgent item because TriMet wants to give us more money to help operate the streetcar. To give some background, in 2012, Council authorized an IGA with TriMet related to the operation and maintenance of the Portland streetcar system. The IGA addressed both funding provided for streetcar from TriMet, as well as personnel and other services provided to streetcar for which TriMet is reimbursed by the city. Each year, an amendment is prepared which more specifically outlines the monthly payments from TriMet to the city for streetcar operations. The ordinance specifically outlines the monthly payments from TriMet to the city for fiscal year 2014-15 streetcar operations. Funding from TriMet for FY14-15 will be $4,231,720.68, which includes an increase of $8,400 per month for September through June for enhanced streetcar services to the OUS Collaborative Life Sciences Building until the opening of the Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail Line in the fall of 2015. Additionally, the ordinance includes modifications to address certain streetcar operations on the new Telecom Crossing Bridge, as well as startup for Close the Loop. And Catherine Levine from PBOT is here to answer any questions council may have on this item.
Okay. Any questions for staff? Catherine's standing by. I don't see any. Is there anyone signed up to speak on this item? Okay. Then let us take a roll call, please, on 708.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Always happy to accept money. Aye.
Hales?
Thanks for that explanation, Commissioner Novick. I think constant explanation is required on the subject of the streetcar in that people are under a false impression that the city spends a ton of general fund money to operate it, not true, or that it hasn't paid off to the taxpayers who invested in it through tax increment funds starting 12 years ago. So it's nice to get that clarity of where the money's coming from and the benefits that we're getting. Thank you. Aye. And we are adjourned. Thank you. Work session this afternoon at 2:00.